joy and sing praises. And I'm thinking, if that's the kind of God we worship, then if your day is going really well so far, or if you're in just in the pit, either way, this is what we're being drawn to. This is what we're called to. And I'm excited about that. But it also occurred to me that that response to God depends a lot on how we see God and who He is. And a vague kind of generic idea about God is not going to give us a lot of that kind of joy and that kind of excitement about who He is, which brings us to the Apostles' Creed, which is why we say the Creed each morning, each Sunday morning, have been for most of the summer. Because the goal of the Creed is to help us focus on who God is, to see God more clearly. Each phrase, each little saying in the Creed is an opportunity for us to focus on who God is. And several weeks ago, Rick made a comment at the beginning of the service about how sometimes I pause as we're going through the Creed. And Rick suggested maybe that was because I was emotionally moved by that phrase. Specifically, what Rick mentioned was when it says he descended to the dead, and then on the third day he rose again. Well, most of you know that there are occasions when I am emotionally moved in the Creed or in when I taught 2 weeks ago or whatever, but that's not the reason. Most of the time when I pause, when we're saying the Creed together, it's because I don't want us to just rush through it. I want to pause for my own benefit, and I want to pause for your benefit to give us some time to think. Now, that particular phrase is often a place where I pause, because if you think about